The Sound of Laughter by Peter Kay.
The RNIB Talking Book Service wishes to thank the Saracens Foundation for their continued and generous support of the RNIB Talking Book Service.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Charlie Michael and Michael John. Chapter 1. Oscar's Lipstick. Ding dong. Was that the doorbell? You can never be too sure. I didn't get up to answer it. I waited for it to ring again and confirm my suspicions. I waited and I listened. I listened by leaning my head forward and tilting it slightly to one side. Everyone knows that when you lean forward and tilt your head to one side, the volume of life goes up. Ding dong. Now that made me jump, even though I was expecting it. Like when I'm staring at my toaster waiting impatiently for my toast to pop up. When it does, I jump. Every time. Never fails. I've always disliked doorbells, but this has become worse since I got into showbiz. Most people who have experienced success have this fear of getting caught, found out, the dream is over type fear. My own version of the fear is that the showbiz police have come to take it all back. I imagine them stood at the door in green tights and holding a scroll like those blokes out of Shrek 2. There's two of them. One plays an introductory bugle, the other clears his animated throat.
I'm sorry, Mr. K, but I have orders to tell you that you've had a good run, sunshine, but the time has come for you to go back to your cardboard-crushing job at Netto Supermarket.